Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively here at Costas Inn. We are in Timonium, Maryland. We're at the racetrack. Christine told me they put a new lighted sign down at Timonium Road. She said they had people making left turn onto the light rail tracks looking for Costas. And Costas is not up the light rail track. You actually have to come into the racetrack to get here. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. Candy cane cash to give away. You get lucky number 59. I think that's a prime number for the most part.
Ooh, nice.
Alyssa Bagnoni is here. She is with Cool Kids Campaign. When I think of Cool Kids Campaign, I think of Ken Singleton. Am I right in doing that, or am I wrong in doing
that?
Singy's been my guy since... I don't know, since he came over from Montreal in 76, you know,
yes,
or whatever
yes.
it was, 75, 76. Number 29 in your program, number one in your hearts. I've even played golf with Ken Singleton, and I don't play golf.
Yes.
What do you know about Ken Singleton? He is
so,
a legend, man.
He is a legend, and he has a very big heart. So our clubhouse is in honor of him. So he's on our board, and he is super supportive of us. We do a big golf tournament in honor of him.
I see him on the tour. I see every year I see it. I'm like, Singleton's tournaments.
Yes.
Have you gotten good weather? I mean, good
yes.
weather is so important.
It is, and they're so fun. Last year was obviously my first time doing it. I started in February last year.
Has he been doing that 30 years? How long? I mean,
I don't know.
It's like
I
that.
Honestly don't know, but... It's a great time.
Singy was doing stuff for the community before, like, anybody, you know. Because he was an Oriole. It was of that
yeah.
era, you
mm-hmm.
know. You come in, you meet Brooks Robinson. You do things here. Jim Palmer, you do things here. You
yeah.
know, that's the way
yeah.
it is.
He's
went
great.
Off all the Yankee. And I've given him a hard time about all that. But believe me, Singleton got the better end of the deal working for the Yankees the last 30 years. And he's a legend in New York as well.
Yeah.
Tell me about what Cool Kids Campaign is, roots, what it currently does, and I'll bother Singleton in a spring for baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cool Kids Campaign is a nonprofit. We're based in Towson, but we serve kids and families all over the DMV. So our mission is to support pediatric oncology patients, survivors, and their families.
God, that's so cool.
Yeah, so we support them by putting on programs for them. So we support them academically, emotionally, and socially. Like I said, we have a clubhouse in Towson where we put on programs. They can come to the clubhouse and we do movie nights. We do smile celebrations, which can be birthday parties or treatment milestones or whatever it is. We do caregiver support groups. Those are all of our on-site programs. And then we also do off-site programs as well. So we take them on field trips and... we have vacation condos in Lewis that we can send them on vacation. We do tutoring.
It's an unbelievable thing for their families, for the parents,
sure
for
is.
Caregivers. So my wife's a two-time leukemia survivor.
Okay.
And so she spent 155 nights in the hospital
yeah.
at Hopkins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would go down there on her bad days, her worst days, her good days, her better days. And she could take her tree because she had a plant in her chest.
Mm-hmm.
And we could walk down to the cafeteria. And where she was the adult wing on the fifth floor. And we would go down to the common area, and we would see the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my wife is fighting for her life, bald, cancered up, chemoed up, feeling awful, and we would see a child.
Mm-hmm. It's battling. So unfair.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brutal. I can't even... I haven't cried all week. Damn you, you're going to do it to me. Singy, come save me.
Yeah,
it's
horrible.
I put myself in that place, and it's just, it was hard enough being adults and being able to process it. Seeing children, babies, little
right.
girls,
yeah.
little boys, and to think that, all right, we're going to get through all this pain, all this blood, all this awful, all this agony, all of this, not even understanding it, and then come out the other end and have somebody there to be kind to them, that's...
Yeah,
it's everything.
It is. And the thing with childhood cancer, like, it's all diseases are horrible and stuff.
I can't talk
about
it. It's terrible.
You know, something about seeing a child sick, and even if they do make it through or they get better and they're cancer free, a lot of the time we see the effects
There's
of cancer
trauma.
Last
trauma.
Their
oh,
entire life,
yeah.
especially, you know, if it's a brain cancer, they have delayed learning or, yeah, trauma, like you said. I mean, it's the effects really are. Lasting a lifetime.
Well, I think it's easy to do things for children in this circumstance. People want to help out. How can they help other than to sit in a golf ball with you and Singleton and June?
Yeah, so I do all our fundraising events. So we have fundraising events throughout the whole year, and we're really just looking for people to come and support us. Our next big one is February 27th, just around the corner.
On the website, coolkidscampaign.org. You can find it.
Yes, coolkidscampaign.org.
Cancer fears her, I'm telling you right now.
Or you can follow our Instagram at coolkidscampaign. That has a lot of our event info. But our event in February, it's called Nash Vegas. It's a casino night in Baltimore at our house.
Nash? Is that country music?
Nash Vegas. So it's Las Vegas and Nashville.
You mean the Vegas music?
We can do anything.
I'll do the country boots. I'll look like I'm in Nashville.
We can make anything happen.
I just want it to sound like I'm in Vegas.
Yes, there's going to be live music.
You country girl?
No, I don't really
like. I'm rock and roll.
I don't like.
I'm
country.
Not a little. I'm a lot of rock and roll. Is what
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I'm
right.
With you.
All right. Well, that's you know, I like Nashville.
Yeah.
But you just worry me that it's going to be twang.
No, it won't. No. It won't.
I'm just checking. I'll come fix
be.
The music.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a great live band.
Band. All
yes.
Right.
Live music. Open bar. Great apps, casino games.
I'm thirsty all of a sudden.
It's a really fun night. So it's February 27th. People can get tickets at the link in our bio on Instagram. It's awesome. So that would be a huge help. And then in general, just keeping an eye out for our fundraisers throughout the year. Any donations, any volunteers. We're always looking for extra hands. So, yeah.
How many volunteers you have? Not enough. We never have enough.
Yeah, never enough. But I don't know. It depends on the event. You know, so
What does volunteering mean? What do you do when you volunteer?
So we have two.
What have I signed up for?
There, we have two areas. So there's the event side of things, which could be fundraisers or our golf tournaments, and people can come help with those, or our family programs, and those are working directly with the kids. So depends really what you want to do. We have those two options, but yeah, we do a toy drive in the winter. We just finished that and got the most toys we've ever received. So that was amazing. So they can keep an eye out for that in the winter. And we're having our 20th year gala this year.
20 years you've been doing
20
this.
Years,
all right.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
So that'll be in November. So got a lot coming up.
I got to wear a black tie for that. Are we going cash? What are we doing? No idea yet?
To be determined.
All right. November is. Alyssa Vagnone is here. You can reach out to her at Cool Kids Campaign. They are, I don't know, as local as it gets. But I'm on the website. There's like a North Carolina chapter. There's other chapters now. Like,
yes. So we have, we have a clubhouse in near Charlotte as well. And then
what does a clubhouse mean?
So it doubles as our office and the, you know, clubhouse where the kids can come and we do our programs there. So we have, in the Towson one, we have two empty rooms where that's where we do all of our on-site.
Age groups of the kids that will come to you.
So again, depends on the program itself and the theme of the program. Tomorrow we actually have a slime party that we're doing.
I'm out
so
on that.
I'm assuming that
I'm doing one when we're drinking. Play golf. I don't even play golf.
Yeah.
I drive the car.
Yeah. That one might be a little bit of older kids, but, you know, a movie night might be younger. I mean, we have kids from 1 to a couple months to 18 years old. So we really serve all ages.
If you've been affected by cancer, oncology, that's
that's
the barrier. If you've been affected by cancer and you're a child, Cool Kids wants to help you.
And we are big on supporting the whole family. So no matter what stage of their cancer journey they are in, whether it's, you know, they're in remission or they're in treatment, or we have families that their kids have sadly passed and they still come to programs looking for that support from us. So really, we're big on supporting the whole family throughout every stage of their journey.
Alyssa's doing good work. It's a Cool Kids Campaign. Where's the golf tournament this year? We know yet?
It's in Hunt Valley.
Hunt Valley, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let everybody go to Cool Kids Campaign to find out. How's Singy? What's going on with him? I got to call him up. What's he hitting the golf ball? It's pitchers and catchers have reported. He's got to be in Florida. Every time I get together with him, he's retired. He's unretired. He's in. He's out. He's golfing. He's not. I hope he's happy. He's do you know of the legend of him? Are you from here? You seem to be younger than me. I bet you didn't see Singy play in 78 the way I did.
I didn't, but I am from Maryland, but more so Howard County. So
okay.
You know, I didn't actually know who he was, admittedly, before I started at Cool Kids, but it's been so great getting to know him. He truly is so kind.
He's a wonderful man. He really, really is. And on a side note, being a baseball guy from a baseball family, so many people, I'm 40 years into being a sports journalist, well over 50 years of watching the Orioles play, and everybody knows him, 34 years here yapping about it. I am from an era where, like, Brooks Robinson, Mark Belanger, Terry Crowley, all these local players lived here, worked here. Their children went to school. They lived in Lutherville. All of them. My cousin lived in Lutherville here back in the 60s and 70s. And they laid these roots down here. And Singy came in the late 70s, part of Oriole Magic, was there for Oriole Magic, winning the World Series in 83. Now he's known with New York and the Yankees and Yes Network and all that. But he made a life here. He always lived here. He always talked about living here. He was run onto golf courses here. But I knew him as a player. And then in the 80s, he was the original guy that wanted to be on TV at Channel 13 and being a sportscaster and going into that. Off-season, he was doing television on Channel 13 when he was late in his career as a player.
Yeah.
And people thought, well, he's trying to be Jim Palmer. He's trying to go work with Howard Cosell or whatever. He went on a different path, but always was a part of here because he was part of the Oriole way. He was a part of giving back to the community. It's not shocking to me that a man of that era, 50 years later, would have left this legacy where this beautiful young lady's out. We're doing things for children that you don't even know who he is or knew who he was. And you're running his foundation because that's the stink he left behind here, you know, after all these years. That's a heck of a baseball legacy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You
know, it totally
not
is.
A Hall of Famer and a Hall of our Hall of Fame here, but like just somebody that really made a difference. And I mean, I've heard about his – when I heard Cool Kids, I went over and I'm like, that's Singy's thing, right? Because I think most people here would know about that because he's gone most of his adult life here promoting it. So.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I'll find out what he thinks about the Orioles and the Yankees and all that stuff. Ken Singleton's group is a Cool Kids campaign. Lisa Vagnoni's here. She is what's your title again?
The Event and Outreach Coordinator.
All right. I don't want to call you the president or give you some big title. I don't have a title.
Yeah.
How can folks find you?
Email you? Yes. Alyssa@coolkidscampaign.org.
A-L-Y-S-S-A?
Yes.
There's a lot of different ways to spell Alyssa.
There,
you can have
there
I's
is.
And one S, two
there
S.
Is. A-L-Y-S-S-A, the best way. Alyssa@coolkidscampaign.org.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll get you a cup of soup here or a bowl of soup. We're doing a cup of Super Bowl. It is our charity and community initiative all week long. It's all brought to you by our friends at GBMC, and we've had some very important conversations with them earlier in the week. They're right down the road here, just like the Cool Kids campaign here in Towson, Timonium, up and down York Road. We have the Candy Cane Cash. You got number 59 there. I hope you win 30 grand, Alyssa. You know, I've been trying to give it away. I gave 100 away the other day. We had a $20 winner the other day. I scanned a $10 winner. You know how this works? Can you scratch that off?
I do.
Scratch that off, and I'm gonna find out if you won right now. Is that all right? Will you do that?
Sure,
yeah. Scratch it? You do the scratchy scratch. You got to scratch a prize check. That's all you got to do. Oh, you got a little scratcher. Okay, go scratch a prize check. Here, I got a knife.
All right,
butter knife.
Let's do it.
No, I can't do it because it's your thing. So the way we do this at Maryland Lottery is you MD Lottery. You download the app, and then you got the little special scanner. All right, you feel lucky?
I always feel lucky.
All right, so you hold the ticket up like this, and I'm going to scan it like this, and it's going to tell me whether you're a winner or not. And if you win, we get confetti.
Okay.
I hope you win.
I hope I win too.
I'm sorry. I tried.
Not a winner
Don't
this time.
Don't be upset
it's
with
okay.
me.
Come we'll get them next
now.
Time.
I'll get you a cup of Super Bowl. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We just had a little bit of fun. I was hoping for confetti.
Me too.
It says you're a winner, and it looks like
a good time.
Well, it makes it more fun for me when you win.
Yeah.
It does. I am Nestor. We're back for more from Costas. We have more friends stopping by. Denise Buckman's here. She's got guests. We are going to be here this week, but if you have a charity, if it's near and dear to your heart, it's near and dear to mine. So just email me, nest@baltimorepositive.com. We'll do exactly what we did with Alyssa, but I'll be nicer. I'll be kinder. I'll be gentler. All that stuff. I was really hard on Schuller and Cole here earlier. We started talking about the Epstein files, and
oh, boy.
That brings out the Venezuelan in me. Back for more Timonium. Stay with us. We're Baltimore Positive.